4 o'clock, and first thing we'll do is have a pledge of allegiance. Jim, do you want to lead us in a pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, I sure wish that was the truth nowadays.
Really?
Okay, next is introductions. I think everybody in here knows who everybody else is, so we'll respect
them. We don't by now.
I always forget your name, I'm sorry.
Barbara.
I'm Hedges. Hedges. I want to call you Councilman Hedges or Council Lady Hedges when... That's why I forget it, because I'm Barbara Ann, of course I remember Barbara.
Okay, has everybody had a chance to read the minutes from last meeting? And
mm-hmm.
If so, I'll entertain a motion or any corrections.
I move that the minutes be approved as written.
I second the motion.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Added agenda items. Are there any items that need to be added to the agenda this time? We'll put down under other matter portion of this agenda. There's an item I want to have maybe added. I had a doctor's appointment, wasn't able to make the water and sewer board's meetings yesterday or Tuesday. And so I'd like a report on those.
I thought that was down here someplace.
Pardon?
The report on the whole meeting or just the BioGreen?
Well, the whole meeting,
okay.
We need to, keep abreast of what's going on. Okay, any other added agenda items?
I want to add board policy.
Board policy.
Please.
For what board?
This one.
This board? This is the board.
This is the board.
This is
committee policy. Committee policy.
Okay. Any other items? We'll move on. Update on the intergovernmental agreement between the city and special districts. Councilor.
Oh, okay. We discussed this at the last meeting, and we went over the agreement, and there was some recommendations, and I guess that, have you heard from your attorney? Okay. That the city's proposing a couple of changes, and that would be one would be to make it for 1 year. I think in the second change was the possibility or consideration of a council person being on the board, having a seat for that. So the purpose of that, just so that we get used to seeing each other around and that type of thing. And the third is to have, because that we did adopt the comp plan on the emergency measure, and that was, that. And so that that something, some language, so that that the water and sewer district goals and objectives meet the city's goals and objectives, so that that there can be some sort of relationship going.
Continuity.
Continuity, on both of those things. So, those were the three things, and I guess Jeremy's working on that one.
I have a question. Barb Ann might have the same question. For a city council member to also be a member of the water or sewer boards?
Because
they're elected positions. I mean, couldn't any city council person run for...
If they live in the district.
Oh, so see, I didn't realize that they were elected positions.
Right. They have to...
elected by the... by the popular vote, or...?
No, by the users.
By the users in the district,
okay.
Which are almost the same as the city.
Yeah.
And they have to live within there. They cannot just own property that they actually have to live in it. Although we found out something really strange. Maybe we did hear something back because our lawyer said that the sewer could actually have a council, I mean a board member that was out, did own property, and before that, and we've never heard that before, so we were looking into that part there, but you have to wait till the vacancy comes, or till, and then at that point, be voted in, or, or like right now, if somebody quit, you can say, I'm interested and I'm aware in the city, would you consider me, and we can vote you in ourselves, the board can.
The same as with the city.
But it is election.
Maybe that was, you know, that was just out there, kind of an idea, so I guess he's going to look and see the pros and the cons of that. So that's just proposed, that was just the discussion that we had at council. So this is in the very preliminary stages.
Okay, well...
When does our intergovernmental agreement end? Because we really...
I think that we're overdue.
Me too.
Yeah.
Great.
This all is possible. We have an ex-official member.
Oh, yeah, because that's...
Beyond local board, but, you know...
Without voting rights.
Is the member of people who are seated commissioners or directors or whatever you... Don't you call...
I'm a commissioner. The sewers are directors.
Okay, that's where I was confused. Is it stipulated by your bylaws how many you have?
Yes.
So if for some reason a lot of people wanted this to happen, and rather than wait for a vacancy, you could revise your bylaws to open another position.
I think that has to go through Nancy because of the... Because of the... I don't think we can just add a board member because we choose.
Okay, I was just curious.
I think because of the voting part.
Oh, right.
And that... And I also believe that we have to have an uneven number.
Mm-hmm.
So that would mean we'd have to get two. I don't know all the legalities of it because it's never come up. So
I was just curious.
Do you have to advertise if there's a vacancy?
Yes. We put it on the bills that says there's a seat open or elections coming or whatever. We put it on the bills themselves. Please let us know if you're interested. Stop by for it. Because you've got to either get 10 signatures or pay $10 to get on the ballot. We pay the $10 and just stay on the ballot, you know, the ones that want to. And then we actually got a guy in, it was a joke. He wrote himself in, wrote himself in that, his wife wrote right him in it, and the neighbor. And with the three votes, he got the space because there was an open space, and it was just a joke. And he's been an asset to us, but he did really want it. We're like, what's all the things going around with the voting thing, man?
Really?
I don't know how that would work.
Yeah.
But I can always let you know if somebody is dropping out, and... who, I don't know if anybody lives in the district.
We all have to, the
counselors.
Have to live
in the water district?
We live within the city limits.
Which
you do?
Except for 40 acres, is the same as the water district.
Okay. All right. I didn't know that as the counselors.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And I think that's essentially what was discussed.
Well, I don't know that we've heard back, but we may have, but there's nothing.
I think that he was going to come.
Well, you know, we just had our meeting, so we must not have heard back, because we had nothing from the lawyers about the intergovernmental agreement. So we must not have heard anything back yet from your lawyers to our lawyers to us.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything further on that subject?
No.
Okay. Okay, we'll move on to update on insurance and legal fee costs. Jane and Councilor Beck.
Okay, insurance, I don't have anything yet because I was gone and I called Art, and Art Euchre, who is the registered agent for the city, to look to see how we could compare.
Oh, okay.
You know, one to the other, and you had said at the last meeting that you would see if you could determine if you could release the insurance policies for his review. And has that been determined?
I have some paperwork for you guys, it's down here a little bit further.
Okay. So then if we can just get that to Art, then he can determine is that all of it? Or just the part that you think is pertinent for him to look at to compare apples to apples?
Right. That's what... at the last meeting, I was asked to get this information. So I got this information here. Here. You have them. Information about what was what, who paid what. Do you guys want this stuff? There's one for sewer, one for what our limits were, this and that, how our insurance went. And then the city called, because Ted called them and said he wanted the whole policy. And
what Ted called and said I want the whole policy?
The city said you called. You asked the city to... I didn't keep one.
Oh,
in his server.
Okay.
I mean,
no.
What?
Okay.
Somebody's been impersonating me.
The city called or emailed or something. You did.
Yeah, Art did send me an email, I believe, that he would like copies of the actual policies.
Had already done this, and it took me forever, 8 hours of my own time getting these things together that was what was asked for. And then, we got this other request, and so at yesterday's meeting I said, ask those guys if they were willing to waive the fees, the copy fees, and they said no. So if we're going to give a whole policy to him, he's more than welcome to come in and look at the policies himself, but if we're going to give a whole policy to him, the waters is $250. And the sewers is bigger than the waters.
That's the cost of copying it?
That's the cost of getting it done.
I mean, as far as like copy paper and... How about...
So he's more welcome to get these things here, and if he wants more information, go in, get it, write it down. It has to stay in the building. He can go in there and do whatever he wants. But I asked them if they would waive the fees, and they said no.
The board?
Yeah.
Well, I can certainly go across the street and drop this off to him, but, you know, when I talked to him before, when I was asking him, he said he would need to look at the policies to see what you had. I'm not sure. We can ask him, but I don't know if he's going to be able to go into your office and sit. If it took you 8 hours to do this, I'm wondering...
It took me 8 hours to pull it all apart so that the names were... Because I couldn't get a hold of the free lawyer to find out if I could just give you the policy.
So I had to pull out all the different names and different things and then add up and figure out how much went, what cost was for this and what was for that and how much this was and that was and the other thing. That's why it took me so long to go through those huge policies.
Because if one of them is 250 pages and the other one is
$250.
You said to have it. Okay.
Right. And I asked you if they'd waive it. I can ask again.
Okay.
I can ask again.
Yeah.
You know.
I'll take this over to him, but I have a feeling he's going to need to see more because we want to be sure that they're giving an accurate comparison of, you know, what you guys are paying now and what the city would have to pay in order to give the same protection.
And I think this is, I worked on this. I think this really is all he needs.
Okay.
But if he has more questions, maybe I can sneak over there and find it really quick for him and copy it and not have it be at a cost. But when we discussed it at the meeting, they said no, they wouldn't waive it.
Is there any way that he could, like, so that you wouldn't have to do it again, if he could take it to the city and have the city copy it and take it back to you?
We can't leave the building.
We can't leave the building.
No.
Okay, so if you would be so kind as to approach the board again and ask them, because usually when the two government agencies, they usually kind of...
Yeah, and I thought that they were going to say that they would waive the fees. I did. But then they were, for one thing, they thought that the request came from Ted.
No.
Off the board. Off the, we're a committee.
Uh-huh.
Off of the committee.
Well, I called your office and asked them to leave a message for you to get the insurance information because I've been gone.
Right.
So
I've done that part.
Yeah.
But you called.
I sent an email and then I called because Ted requested getting copies that the committee would like copies of the actual insurance policies.
And
I followed up with a call.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So when it was presented to the water and district sewer districts, they said they wouldn't waive the cost because the request from this committee was for me to do this. Here, what I did. Mm-hmm. And single person out of the committee can't request something and then just make people have to do it. So if I explain to them that it's for a different fella, a different insurance fella, not just Ted's request, that maybe they will agree to, well, then I'll just go over there and copy the damn thing. Darn thing. maybe I can just do it myself and say, charge me or don't charge me.
It's odd to me that it can't leave the building, but yet a copy can leave the building.
You can't leave it. Any radio can't leave it.
Oh, okay.
But ask.
That's what I'm saying.
It's an original thing.
Okay. Right. So,
thank you. Anyway, thank you.
Anyway, I'll do my best what I can on that. And because the city, of course, you're going to have to ask the city for the money, but the city's going to say no. And if this doesn't work for him, I want him to get the real thing. In the meantime, after this got done, and like I said, I've had this death and all these things have happened, but in the meantime, I did find out that the whole policy can legally go to him. So it would have been so much easier if I'd have been able to get to him then, but they didn't get back to me, and I thought, I got to get this done for the meeting. So then we got, as soon as I got it all done, then they said, yes, they can have the whole policy, including who we work with and all of that. Before it was trying to hide who our agent was, special districts, of course you know who
we
was,
know that.
But you don't know who writes it and all that, and I don't, you know.
Yeah, we don't need.
And you know, we don't even care.
Right. So that's what we were trying to keep out of there, so that we weren't breaching any confidences. So that's why these things. Now I find out, even if I have every darn thing.
One bond insurance agent to another bonded insurance agent.
Anybody.
No.
If somebody goes in there and wants to pay the money for it, they can have the policy. The whole thing. But maybe I'll just sneak over and do it myself and tell the board I'm going to do it. I'll just make a phone call.
Okay.
Whatever you think is, yep, is right for you, Barbie. I don't want you to do something that...
It's not illegal. It's up to the discretion whether to charge or not. But that, and they had voted no because they felt like it was overkill, mm-hmm, asking. Plus, they thought one committee member personally asked for it, not a committee. Now that I know that the whole committee is asking for it for another person, then they're likely to change their mind.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, wow, that was a lot of words.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any other points on that item?
So do you have the in regards to the legal fees? Actually, what Jeremy is doing with this...
Oh, you're going on the update on bioagreement?
No, legal and insurance fees.
Oh,
and I did insurance.
Okay.
She's doing legal.
So here, I had asked counsel for their approval so that Jeremy could create a legal memorandum. And so that's going to, they gave the okay, and he's starting to work on it. And it's going to be a really comprehensive memorandum that will line out all the pros and cons. And to, as much as he can estimate legal fees.
Where's your main office at?
For what?
Lims and looking like for properties.
In Bend.
In Bend. It's not here, huh?
Well, just on Tuesdays.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Okay. Go on.
So that's kind of it in a nutshell. So that'll maybe be ready by our next meeting.
Okay.
And then he's going to go ahead and forward it to the your legal counsel, and I think before, just so that they can get an idea if there's anything else that he needs to flesh out, any concerns that they have or anything, then he can just address that at before it comes to the committee. Sound good?
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay. Thank you. Any other item, discussion on that item? Okay, we'll go to 8, update on bio-green purchase of potable water from the Pine Water District.
We agreed to accept the offer without any stipulation of what... The offer is $1 million cash, or a new well and the new large line down the hill. And we agreed to tell them that we would prefer that the line and the well were in rather than the money. As far as the money goes, we have enough SDC money to buy the majority of any water rights that we're looking at right now. And then water right loans are really, really low. So we could get the loan for it if we wanted to. So we would prefer not to have $1 million sitting there. We'd prefer to have something actually in the ground that, you know, we might need later. You know, we'd definitely need it later on. But we actually are not going to be using our water. It says, you know, the potable water from the district. What they'll use, they need... And don't quote me on this because I'm not totally certain, but they need somewhere in the neighborhood of 350 gallons a minute. And we can't do that. So they'll be using the septic, the clean septic water. And, you know, it's in lagoons.
Are they affluent?
And, well, I like to call it cleans up the street. It is just so, such a moronic thing to say. Anyway, but there is the effluent water, the majority of it, and maybe something along the lines of 50 gallons of our water in the meantime added into it, and that will keep the ponds done. That, the big thing is that that will help the sewer district, will give them the water, but they also get paid for them to use that water. So it really is a benefit for the sewer. The benefit that the water gets is, of course, the line or the $1 million. And then they have a $50,000 a year that they will pay. And that will, no doubt, the majority of it go to the sewer rather than the water, because they're not really using our water. But that will be their water bill, and no matter what they use. And so they're looking at going to the mill in Gilchrist and other as well as our place too. So when I told them after they left, the board talked it over, and I said, you know, if they go to the mill in Gilchrist, it's not really any different than here. They're still going to be using the same logging people, because there isn't enough loggers in Gilchrist. It's still going to generate the jobs, you know, Fertile Pine area. It's still going to do a lot of stuff. I don't think Gilchrist has enough water rights or enough water, really. They do have a good mill there that they could be using part of the time. I think, honestly, they were saying it to let us know, you know, if you don't take our option, we've got other ways to do this. You know, I think that was kind of a threatening thing. I don't think they were very serious about it, because they also looked at a different land other than where they're at now, and found that that wasn't going to work. It would cost more to get the lines over to that, and they're looking to save money. And they showed us a million ways that they have looked to try to save the money. And part of it was to go down there, and I think they're not going to save money down there. So what we would lose out of that is the people working around here building the factory, which of course there's not enough people in Gilchrist anyway, so they're still going to bring people from the Pine. You know, so if they move down there, we don't need the water rights, we don't need a lot of stuff, we don't need the main line, we don't need a lot of other things. So to us, it's just kind of, do what you want to do. So we went ahead and accepted their offer of the $1 million.
And
preferably in infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Now they may find that the infrastructure is going to cost them $2 million and they won't do it. So they haven't gotten back to us.
Well, that was an option from what I heard. They're offering either $1 million in cash or $1 million in infrastructure, mm-hmm. whatever that buys.
No. The infrastructure is the well and the main line. And if it goes over $1 million, at one point they thought that maybe they would give us $1.25 million. So they're willing to go that far. They're looking at bids and stuff, and so they're not going to quit at $1 million. See, oops, we're stopping right here where $1 million is up. If they go over another 100,000, 200,000, whatever, if they come back and say, okay, you guys really want the infrastructure, but it's going to cost $1,400,000, we're likely to say, okay, we'll split the difference. We'll give you $200,000 and we'll finish it up and help them with it if it gets too far over. But we really would like to get $1.25 million out of them. And I think if we ask for the infrastructure, we can get that. Because it's not $1 million, urge, stop, the line quits here, we're blocking it off. They're going to do the whole thing. So that's why it's taken them so long to find out everything, what it's going to cost.
So
So these infrastructures, now is that specific to the to that service, to the plant, or is it in the sewer master plan for the well and the new main line?
To the water master plan?
Yeah. Is that
we're at some point in the world, in our 30-year plan,
uh-huh.
we want a 14-inch line.
Okay.
So this just gets it a whole 20
oh,
years
okay,
earlier.
So it is. Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
what about the well? Is that also...
It's not important, but if we're going to have biogreen here that is does definitely needs it, to get a pump can take 2 weeks. So we'll be running one pump for, we've got two up there already. So we'd be running the one pump off of the other well 24 hours a day instead of being able to swap back and forth. And as it is right now, we could, if everything broke down, we could serve the customers for, in the wintertime, probably 5 days, in the summertime, probably three, if everything broke down. But we have two pumps and two this and that and the other. So it'd be nice to have that backup of another well and the pump and stuff ready to go. Is it necessary right now? No, but if these guys are willing to do it, yeah.
Okay, so then the well could conceivably service other areas.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll help us get out further.
Okay. Yeah. Alrighty.
But you see, the gravity flows, so there is
okay.
only some. You go. No matter which well's working,
mm-hmm.
you know, and one isn't necessarily going to go, they're all going to go to the same area.
Mm-hmm.
It all works together
yeah.
in this here. So the 14-inch main line will then go off into our 12-inch lines and go further mm-hmm. in. But well, it'll be side by side with the 12-inch so that we'll have extra mm-hmm. water coming in this way, which means that as people come on, we won't be losing any of the pressure because we'll have so much more water coming in. If they took it off of our lines, they would take so much of the... We wouldn't have any water pressure because they're sucking it out before it ever gets to the customers because they're over there.
But that's why you need to have them have their own infrastructure.
Well, some of them don't.
Yeah.
It's added.
It's expanded.
Right.
With your system.
Right.
Yeah.
It just keeps it so that we will be able to continue to have the good pressure that we do have. We have way higher than... and I don't know if you guys read in the bulletin about Sun River expanding out to help Lapine.
The sewer? Uh-huh.
$17,000 an acre. A lot, and their rates were going to be 80 to 100 and something a month for these people. Our sewer rate is $21. You know, we need to do is what we can do to help here without them having to do the Sun River stuff, for heaven's sakes. That was just...
I learned a long time ago, you don't believe everything you read in the bulletin.
I don't get the bulletin because I don't believe anything you read in the bulletin. It was just awful, the amount that they had. But as far as the biogreen went, that's basically what we decided on.
Okay.
And it was about what happened the same. The discussion was about the same as when you were there, Ted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted the community to have the update on that. That's great. Thank you. Number 9, we've already done. I think part of number 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number 10, Councilor McAfee, House Bill 3617.
Okay, so I looked into this a little bit, and I don't think this applies to us. What it was, it allows special districts to continue to provide service in the newly incorporated city and with a provision that before that it's stated in the petition that draws the incorporation up, if it specifically states it. And what it kind of essentially does is just give, right now there's only one option, and that's to extinguish a district. And then if cities is informed now, and it is passed, they'll have two options, and that would be to continue to service people if it was passed by a popular vote. So that doesn't make any sense, does it? Did everybody understand?
I'm confused. I admit to being confused.
When the city is I got an index, but that does not make any sense. Okay, when the city's first incorporated, it has to stipulate that we are going to allow the special district to remain intact and to function as it always has. And it can stay that in incorporating petitions. Right now, not right now, but before it passed, there was only one option, and that option is to extinguish the district as soon as the city is incorporated. So it just kind of allows another option.
Okay, for future
incorporations, right.
It doesn't affect,
not that I could see, but I asked Jeremy to look into it just to make sure.
Okay,
that's it.
Any more discussion on that item? Number 11, Chris Markle, presentation from RCAC.
Hello.
Hello.
Nice to see you again.
Come on up to the table if you want.
Yeah, come on up to the table.
We're going to have a discussion.
Yeah. We didn't have plenty of ice cream, but you can come up.
There's water?
Yeah, you have yourself some water.
I don't know if you all got my card. This is my presentation.
Nobody got your card.
Your card?
You can have it.
There's nothing wild.
Okay. Thank you.
So basically, I've come back, really appreciate being invited back to participate in your efforts regarding infrastructure, and basically wanted to remind you, Rural Community Assistance Corporation, we're a resource for you. We're a nonprofit organization. We serve 13 states in the West. We're based in West Sacramento, California. We have a national affiliate that is comprised of six regions throughout the country, and RCAC is the western region of that national. I grew up in Eugene, Oregonian, lived in Pendleton for a number of years, and have been with RCAC for 12 and a half years. So spent a lot of time traveling, working with small communities throughout the state, helping move drinking water, wastewater projects forward. Have a lot of experience on the funding end, the planning aspects, budgeting and rates, coordinating with agencies, have a strong writing background, good communication skills, facilitating some discussion.
Yeah, one of the reasons I put you on, I made a report to the city council. They asked for a report on the committee, and I think you both have copies of this. And in the last sentence, I said, since there are two organizations that have pledged assistance in getting grants to study and applying for grants, I would ask the city to move forward requesting these grants and assistance. And your organization is one in terms of, it's been discussed that it's going to cost a lot of money to do this type of thing, to switch over and so on. So I think we need assistance in doing that. But we're only a committee of the city, and the city has to move on that, and their attorney. We're supposed to have gotten back on a resolution carrying forward with that, but all I got was a resolution that didn't apply to that. So that was in terms of establishing this committee that's already been established and appointed. But so we may be calling on you in the future.
Well, very good. We have been working with the city for a little over a year. We were originally brought in to help with some strategic planning discussion, referred by USDA Rural Development, which is one of our funders, and Swires in Redmond said, you know, behind
the grant. Grant that's established these districts to
USDA. Yes. And so our time is covered. You know, we have we have funding to spend time with you, and we actually also have something of a work plan with the city to help with some economic development planning and discussion, which I need to follow up on as far as some contacts with stakeholders in the next month or two. So we are a resource, really appreciate being here.
Well,
you know, again, understand the role of the committee in terms of your research and weighing the benefits and options. We don't believe in coming in and telling a community what to do. We work side by side with the community or enhance the capacity of the community to make decisions or move forward on activities, and that's really what we're about.
Do you see your role in anything other than the financial aspect?
Could be, you know, depending on the needs and what you're interested in.
It's kind of like we don't know, so just throw it out.
I'll be upfront. I mean, part of the challenge of working with Lapine is actually getting better connected. When I first came, I think you had some different counselors at that time. I think it would be good for us to strengthen our relationship, maybe at the city level, so that people are aware of us and things that we're doing. Work with you more on mapping out those activities. That would be a big, I think, mutual benefit for us. And certainly in terms of coordination and participation with drinking water planning, working with the agencies. I know the folks that are working with you have been, you know, Mike Soule from Pam Swires.
Mm-hmm.
We had a stakeholder group formed last summer around infrastructure planning. Mm-hmm. So just kind of keeping the players engaged and aware of what you're looking at and the opportunities in the future, you know, so that people can, so you can jump on those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Resources, other organizations.
What other type of funding? You said that you worked with the districts in setting up the USDA financing. What other type of financials are there out there that you work with?
There's state programs, community development block grant program. They call it a water and wastewater grant and loan fund program.
And now I'm recalling you have mentioned these before. It's coming back to me.
Yeah. There's the Safe Drinking Water State Revolving Loan Fund program. Mm-hmm. Through the drinking water program, but they work with Business Oregon. Business Oregon administers a lot of those, formerly OECDD.
I'm not remembering too many acronyms.
So, Oregon Economic and Community Development.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and DEQ, Department of Environmental Quality, manages a loan fund on the wastewater side. Mm-hmm. And USDA Rural Development does both water and wastewater. Depending on jobs, you know, Economic Development Administration, EDA, has funding for infrastructure. Mm-hmm. They tend to look at the connection between jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you that a new regional director is involved and interested in renewable energy kinds of initiatives. So as things pan out with that here, maybe there's opportunity for some of that economic development side.
Just to remind the people that Business Oregon used to be Oregon Economic Development Department.
Mm-hmm.
And the new name is Business Oregon. And Mike Soule comes from that organization. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So the CDBG grant, so you would manage those grants? Because I know that not just anybody.
Yeah, well, we certainly could. I have experience at managing those programs.
Okay.
At RCAC, we haven't taken a lot of those on. Sometimes you'll have an economic development district take that on. There's usually some administrative costs built into a budget that you would enter into a contract or an agreement with some entity to do that. We would certainly be open to that. And if you went that route, we could help you apply, we could help work with staff or whoever on guiding and management of that, or maybe take it on. It would be probably something that we would need some additional resources to do.
So are we talking acquisition costs, or what are we talking, or operation funding, or?
Operation funding's hard to come by.
Okay.
Usually that's a matter of internal budgeting and
right.
trying to balance the costs and the revenues and projections and planning and all that.
Yeah.
Usually agencies don't fund that
right.
directly. Construction costs, planning grants,
okay.
Small grants for planning and pre-development. Both rural development and state have small grants for that. Sounds like you have plans in place, mainly for both.
But they also carry administrative grants too, you know, to spend the grant.
Yep.
You know, so they give you money to get, you know,
right.
so.
Yeah, that's
you
in
know,
some grants that
right.
community development block grant has that.
Right.
You know, they'll build in the budget for a grant, they'll build in consultant fees for like engineering, you know, that the engineer gets their their share of the work and can be costed under grants and loans.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chris. I appreciate your coming and
yeah.
and giving us your time and you're welcome anytime
mm-hmm.
to our meetings and there could be times down the road where we'll specifically call upon you.
I really appreciate it. I really enjoy working with Lapine. It's a
good.
It's a special community.
Yeah. But since we've got two city councilors here, and they've heard you said you want to work closely with them, so
mm-hmm.
that we can get that maybe accomplished. But
thanks for having me.
Thank you, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Items not on the agenda. I was just wondering. The one thing I put in there was in terms of the water and sewer meeting, were there other things other than the BioGreen and that came up in the meetings we should be aware of?
Without an agenda, I don't have a clue what we did.
Okay.
I really don't. we're going to get some safety shirts. Other than that, I drew a blank after the BioGreen stuff. There is some small matters that were just had nothing to do with city or anything like that. They were just other things other than just the BioGreen, and they didn't show for the meeting. So our meeting was quite long, and a lot of it was the talk of the BioGreen. The decision.
Okay. Well, and that's what I had in mind.
And other than that, there was a few things on the agenda. Maybe they're pertinent, but I just can't. I'll just have to remember to bring an agenda. That way, I can remember what was done.
Okay.
If you want to report,
because minutes probably aren't going to be done that quickly. I mean, if the meeting is the meeting is only Tuesday and this is Thursday,
right?
There isn't any way.
The meeting will be a week and a half before.
We
moved to the same week we
mm-hmm. yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's right. Okay, that's right.
Bills were not getting, we weren't getting bank statements to reconcile.
Yeah. Oh,
and
right.
it
that's
worked
right.
out okay, but it really wasn't.
Yeah.
But if we wanted to, we could always print off the minutes of the prior meeting. I mean, it wouldn't be the current meeting, but it would be the prior meeting. But, you know, do you really think, I mean, if we're going to talk about things like filing your insurance, this committee is just to look at the feasibility of taking
you know, the city at some point taking it over. I don't know that, do we really care about everything that they do?
No, I don't.
I'll try to remember to bring an agenda just in case there is something I feel this committee needs to know that we discussed, okay? Because I just, I'm tired of
Okay, and you wanted committee policy
and all of that has to do with you, Ted, and asking for the city to request the insurance, blah 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 blah, that got all screwed around. So I just needed, I was under the impression that the city formed this committee, or had this committee formed for themselves, because they didn't want to be pestered by us, by this stuff, by taking over water and sewer. They wanted to get a committee to get information gathering, and so then when a city employee called the water and sewer about something for this committee, I was confused about what these policies are for this committee itself. And it was Ted asking, one person out of a committee asking for something that a committee had asked for differently. Mm-hmm. And that was why I was, so we've been through all that.
Okay.
And it got all screwed around. I assume that we just take upon jobs and report, you know. And then when it was messed up, that's why I wanted to know what I was supposed to be doing here.
Be rest assured, I'm not going to speak for myself in anything. It will be the committee's
Right, and that's what I told Donna. I said, one person can't do that. I'll take a list of, and then, and then that's why I asked the board, are you willing to do this? Yeah. And they said, no. I can call around, because we've done that before. And
that's fine. And I didn't call you guys or send any emails out until I got, you know, checked with the city recorder. Because I guess my role of whoever's doing the minutes here is kind of the committee secretary, in a sense, even though they're also
and we appreciate that,
a city employee.
Right. And so it was just different to me. And so that's why I was wondering about the policies of how we are supposed to act as this committee. And so, well, now I know them.
Because it says in minutes, and that was my understanding, that you said that you would ask if the insurance policy could be released for public review by the committee if certain confidential information was redacted. So that's what I thought we were asking for. So it's just kind of all just a misunderstanding of...
Right, and unfortunately I couldn't get that answer for free. So that's why I went and did this. Mm-hmm. And then I did get the answer after this was done.
Okay, well, I'll take this over to Art, and we can look at it. And if you need something else, then...
Call me. I'm not going to be back home until Monday, but call me and... I'll make a copy of it. They're not going to care.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other matters for discussion before the committee? We're going to adjourn on that. Oh, Becky?
Yeah, I don't know if you're doing public comments or not.
Yeah.
The special districts, you know, talk about the insurance policy. So the insurance policy would be like a public document, right? That there's some confidential information that would have to be taken out. Because I'm thinking the insurance policy would be just a public document.
Correct.
Okay.
But I wasn't sure whether it was, had to be, edited. For the public.
Right.
To take the names out.
Right.
And I couldn't get a legal opinion on that, so I did it this way.
Okay. And is it $250 for copying it, or time, or?
That's a moot question.
Just a real quick question, and I don't know if you can answer. On the medical dental vision costs, this $3,361.38, is that an actual cost per employee? Because it looks like it also includes administrative costs to the district. Because I was thinking that would be, I mean, I know medical benefits per employee are like a, you know, like high would be like $1,000 or more just for medical dental, but this seems like it's really high. And I'm just wondering if that is a true cost or they're putting in some other costs.
At the which page are you?
Well, either one on the first line, employee benefits. If you take either one, you're looking at $3,361 or $4,126, and you add up all the little things.
Mm-hmm.
So is that an actual cost?
Mm-hmm.
It is? Okay, because that seems kind of high.
Well, it's reality of the world today.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why we're having all this hoopla.
Okay, that was my only question. Thank you.
Okay, any other items? Then we'll stand adjourned until next month. What date are we talking about?
It's going to be the 15th, actually.
Pardon?
Because of the third Thursday is actually April 15th. It comes quickly.
Oh, okay.
In April, because of, yeah, it'll be the first day is Thursday, so it'll be a fast...
Okay,
especially if you haven't done your taxes, then it'll really come quickly.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. You haven't adjourned yet, have you?
No. I was about ready to. Go ahead.
Do you have anything that you need me to do this month?
I don't think so.
Except for the insurance deal.
And then, so do you think this is for everyone? This isn't for employee, right?
It's for everybody.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they couldn't possibly be per employee.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait. That's not per employee.
No.
That's for the all of your employees.
Yeah, right.
Oh, see, I didn't realize that. You have like five or four employees? I forgot what you said.
Six and a half.
A half.
Okay.
It's not a bad rate.
So that's great.
Sure. It's only 400.
See, that's excellent. I thought it was
that's you know, that's about what we're paying right now. We pay around $900 for two employees in the city for their medical, dental, and vision.
I read it. Yeah, thank you.
So that's really similar.
So are we through with the analysis?
No. Yes, I'm
done. Actually, this doesn't reflect the half.
Okay.
So
it's
half
done.
The half report.
For sure.
Am I correct?
Okay, so I shall check back in, and would you please reuse my little paper bag here?
Okay.
I don't like to wait.
Wasting the city's money.
Okay, so I'll do the insurance thing, but it won't be till middle of next.
And that's fine.
And then you can just don't email me. I'm no good with that. Does anybody or everybody?
Well, I'll just have Art get in touch because he'll be the one that's doing it.
Does anybody have my cell phone number? That's the one that I carry in my pocket.
Yeah.
It's 541-306-7480.
Thank you.
And he can call me and ask me, tell me whether or not this covers it well enough, or if he needs more.
The policy.
And like I said, I can call around and the board will understand this misunderstanding and probably waive the fees.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all. We stand adjourned.